It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now we visit rural Wisconsin to learn how one community is navigating these challenging economic times with 40-year high inflation, interest rate hikes, workforce shortages. Eric Prince is here, recently became Florence County's head of economic development. The county rests in the northeastern part of our state on the upper peninsula of the border with Michigan. Join a conversation with your questions about Main Street revitalization efforts, border community experiences, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Eric Prince, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's look first at small business owners who say they're feeling the pain of higher costs. Florence County, with more than 200 small businesses. How are your local business owners doing amid inflation?
It's all over the place, actually. Some are doing, fairly well. And some are struggling, we have a lot of service businesses, diner, that kind of thing, food, restaurants, taverns. And the thing that they're struggling with more than anything is getting help. There's a real shortage for people to work. And it's just not the taverns in that. It's pretty much everywhere. So that's the struggle that we're having more than anything. But, overall, I think that many of them are doing pretty good. We have a very large ATV, UTV snowmobile system up here. That's one of the best in the state. And we do get a lot of, from a tourism perspective, we've probably had more activity that way than ever before. So, yeah.
When you talk about ATV and UTV, how is outdoor recreation affecting economic development planning? How do you see that role in how you approach economic development?
I want more of it. I want more of it. And what I mean by that is, years ago, it used to be all about, going to the tavern and hanging out and doing that kind of thing. And in today's day and age, you see a lot more of the younger folks that are out there, they're mountain biking, they're climbing, they're doing all sorts of activities. And I want more of that. You have the ATV, UTV snowmobiles, but we also have we have all sorts of lakes and waterways. We have Kai's Peak for skiing and cross-country skiing and all that. And I could see us doing more with like maybe a biathlon, triathlon, that kind of thing. People are really paying attention to their health and they want to get outdoors, and we have all that. So I think it's a really good thing. We continue to push the tourism button, and pretty excited about it. It's a lot of fun being outside. So
you see the ripple effect of tourism and Wisconsin's outdoor economy as affecting Florence County into the future. What is your region then doing to retain and expand local businesses? What does that work like?
For me, it's getting in front of them. I can't just be at my desk. I have to be out there meeting with people, talking to them, trying to understand what their challenges are and helping them with it. We had the big thing that happened to us recently is we lost our daycare, and I'm doing everything I can to get it back into place, because that really hurts your community. But she was struggling, and I understand daycare across the state, across the nation is a real issue. And we have to figure out what the solution is for that, because that hurts everybody. And that is certainly a ripple effect. It's a conversation, Kate. Economic development is all about people. It's not about, like Peter Drucker said, it's not about capital and equipment, right? People have to converse, and we have to figure out the solutions, and we got to work together.
Eric, there's been talk in the pandemic that, remote work from home has really allowed small towns and rural communities to finally compete more on a level playing field with big cities and suburbia. Has that played out at all in your county?
I wouldn't be having this conversation with you unless I had an internet connection, and I wouldn't be doing this job. I'd still be in the IT business down in Milwaukee. And it's huge. I had 35 plus years in IT, and we were able to move up here because I got this job with Florence County, and my wife is actually on a global team for a large organization, and she works from home and she uses an internet connection. I've gone out and one of the first things I did is I did a presentation on broadband to one of the townships. It's a necessity, and not for the sake of having technology, but there are true solutions that can be used up here. And I'm going to use that to my benefit, you know, because I believe that there's people out there, maybe let's say in the tech sector or use tech, that can work remote. And you know what? They like to go outdoors and they like to ski. They want to go for a swim after work. They want to go fishing after work, whatever. We have all of that. We have all that activity, yet you can do your work right at your house. So I think it's a level playing field to a certain extent. We've seen an increase up here quite a bit.
Eric Prince with us as we talk about economic development in rural Florence County. He directs its economic development. You can join in on what you see in rural communities in terms of economic development in these times. 800-642-1234. Let's turn to grocery stores now. Florence County has one main grocery store, I understand, called Pat's Foods. And 8 years ago, residents were driving across state lines to get groceries. How is the store, working through labor shortages? And how do you approach this type of establishment when you saw what happened to daycare?
So Pat's is doing pretty well under new management. And one of the things that they did is they put in self-checkout lanes, so they didn't have to have, you know, three cashiers. So pretty much when you go in there, there's one person up front, and they'll give you a hand with whatever you need. But that's one of the things that they did, is they actually used technologies. Now, that doesn't seem like much to somebody that goes to the Pick and Save down in Milwaukee, but up here, that's a big deal, trying to find good people and manning registers. So they're doing pretty well. And then we have a Family Dollar up the street on Central Ave as well. And they carry some stuff, and then you have the couple of gas stations and they have, Pat's is a good size store. There was that not operating a grocery store in Florence for a little bit. You can drive to Iron Mountain, which is 16 miles from here. It's inconvenient, but you know what? We work through it. But right now Pat's is doing pretty good.
You mentioned a dollar store. The USDA report this year says rural areas are gaining dollar stores and superstores rather than grocery stores. So how do you feel about that mix of grocery and dollar stores in the community?
I like it, actually. I think it, you need a pair of, my brother was here from Boston visiting, and they needed sandals. We were going to, I forget, I think we were going to the beach or something like that. And we ended up going there. We went to the Family Dollar. Instead, you're not going to get that at the grocery store, right? The grocery store is primarily for food and what have you. Now, they have a nice, they also have a nice True Value inside as well. So they have certain things that you can get there, but the Family Dollar, it's a nice overlap. I mean, you can get, big jugs of water at Family Dollar, as well as flip-flops and electronics and things like that. So I think they kind of overlap each other. I wouldn't necessarily put them in a competitive space, but they overlap, and it's a convenience to the community. So I don't see anything wrong with it.
What about help from the state in economic development? We saw this analysis by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities that Wisconsin compared with the rest of the nation. We dedicate the biggest chunk of federal pandemic relief funding to economic development groups. Mm-hmm. How do you think economic development in Florence County is affected at all by how the state is dispersing these federal funds?
You know, that's one thing that I'm really picking up on. You know, I'm here 4 months, and the whole grant and loan area has really been my it's been a learning experience. Let's just say that trying to understand all the different ways to get money, because you know we don't have a big bankroll or anything here in Florence County, and you know occasionally you run into things where you need to have assistance, and we don't have any problem with tracking down a grant or a loan of some sort, some way to assist us financially. So and it's not just me. There's a variety, all the different, I know, like the aging group and health services and even the utility, they've all gone and received grants and funds from the government. So we're definitely utilizing it, and we have to, just because, our coffers aren't that of a big city. So
do you applying for grants takes time. Mm-hmm. It takes resources. Mm-hmm. Do you have that type of personnel to dedicate to this aspect?
Well, I mean, it's primarily, when it comes to economic development, it is just me in the county. Mm-hmm. And before me was Wendy for 17 years, and she did a great job. But it's not just me, because it could be somebody in human services or in the utility. I'll help them find it. And then if I have to go through, the process, I'll help them go through the process. Or if I needed to, I could certainly find a grant writer and get some assistance. I mean, there's regional, pardon me. There's regional groups and people that are, have been very kind in reaching out and saying, hey, if you need a resource, if you need help. So from an economic development standpoint, I have plenty of resources that I can go to. They've been coming up to visit. I had somebody in my office from New North yesterday. So, there's a lot of resources. It's just a matter of using them.
Eric Prince with us, Economic Development Director for Florence County, with roughly 4,600 residents in the county from the latest census figures. As we check in on the challenges in rural area vitality and join in along the way, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As we dig into projects to boost rural economic development in Wisconsin, in past conversations with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, we've explored how there's a shortage of workforce housing in rural areas of our state, which is where we take the conversation next. And that shortage, it has a ripple effect with far-reaching issues. Join in on Rural Economic Development, 800-642-1234. Eric Prince is Florence County's Economic Development Director and stays with us. Eric, let's look at access to affordable housing in Florence County. What is your current situation like?
It's tight. It's tight. There is not a lot of inventory, as they say in real estate. The one thing that that Wendy secured before she retired is she got a 44-unit apartment complex to be built not too far from in town. So that's in process, and we'll open up in May, hopefully, maybe sooner. And we already have over 60 people in line. So that's a little telling. So it's a good thing, right? It's a good thing. So, and if that goes well, it's set up to potentially have a phase two to build more. So so there's that. And but I do get calls in the office with people asking if I know of any homes or any apartments, to go to rent. So we try to make do. You know, we try to we have a couple of buildings that are multi-use, which is, you know, where they have like a restaurant tavern underneath, and they have one or two apartments upstairs, and most of those are all full. You know, as things empty, I hope to hear about them. And if I know somebody's looking, I help them out. And that goes for all the townships. So, but, you know, there is a larger portion in the town of Florence for Florence County.
You mentioned Wendy Giloff, who's the previous mm-hmm. director, worked in this role for 17 years and retired. So in terms of housing, you said, you know, being able to pave the way for that 44-unit apartment complex, perhaps more in line there. What is the real issue here, though? Like, why can't new development, new housing stock be created in Florence County? What are the barriers?
You know, I don't have an answer for you there. I want to, there's a shortage of contractors. We need contractors. I mean, they're so far out. My wife and I, when we moved up here, we actually talked to a builder, and we wouldn't see a house until 2024. And you know, it could be supply chain for materials, the expense of it. You know, there's a lot of things there, but, you know, it may just be partnering up with a builder that could build. I don't have that answer. Mm. You know, there's a lot of these things feed into each other as I'm learning, and housing is definitely a challenge here. But hopefully we can do something about it.
When you compare it to Milwaukee, what are the special differences or contrasts or similarities about what you're seeing going on in Florence County versus the largest city struggling with workforce housing?
I start thinking through it, Kate, and it's all a double-edged sword, you know. Mm. It's like these people want to come to work here, but they can't find homes, you know. And it's like, well, we need to build them. It's just the chicken and an egg thing, you know. I'm sorry, I don't have an answer for you, but trying to work through it.
Help us understand the downtown, the historic downtown. Give us a visual of downtown and what it's like today.
Okay. It's pretty small. We do not have a stoplight in all of Florence County. You come into Florence County and you come around the turn by the Steam and Joe's coffee shop. Then you go by a couple of historic buildings. We have a woman in town that has transformed a number of our, Rachel, who's transformed a number of our buildings in town that are absolutely beautiful. And then you drive by Fisher Lake, which is down on the left, right? And then you start going down Main Street. And if you look to the left, you'll see our courthouse where I'm located in the bottom, which was built in 1889. And then as you travel down, it's a mix of, you know, we have a St. Vinny, we have a couple of buildings that are empty that I'm currently working on getting people into, which is what I'm trying to do, is bring some life back to Central Ave.
So you have storefront vacancies mm-hmm. that you're trying to shore up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have storefronts that I have available. And then I have an industrial park that is just under 200 acres. And we have about 56 acres available that are all flush with, you know, water, sewer, electric and internet to all the plots. So if anybody's interested in building, we certainly have plenty of space.
Why not make that pitch right now, right?
Why not? Hopefully somebody hears it. And then as you get out of town, then you come at the end of town, you have Pat's, you can take a left by the BP, you go by the visitor center where you have a dog park. And then you go out to Kai's Peak and Kai's Lake, and it's beautiful. And actually, I'm a mile from there where I live now. So it's a beautiful area. I'd love to have more people come up. And if they can't find a place, call me. If you go to exploreflorencecounty.com, you can look there. There's a lot of VRBOs. Our bed and breakfasts are fantastic, and
you're bound to run into someone named Eric Prince along the way. Something that you haven't mentioned yet in our limited time together. We only have a minute, mm-hmm. but sitting on the Michigan border where recreational marijuana is legal in Michigan, how is sure. legalized marijuana in Michigan affecting Florence County?
You know what? It's there. I wouldn't say that we're hoping to, you know, open a shop on our side. I don't think that would fly. There's people that go there. It's right out in the open. It's pretty funny because it's like two blocks down from the state patrol offices and people just line up. There's constantly a line. You'll see Wisconsin plates. So, I mean, people are going to go there, whether it's recreational or medicinal or whatever. You know, I don't know how it's affected. I don't know everybody that's, you know, smokes marijuana and or does the chewables or whatever they are. You know, I hear about it, but you know, I don't know a lot of people here that are running over to Iron Mountain for that.
Well, Eric, good to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us a glimpse of Florence County.
I hope it was a good one. You know, come up and visit.
I think so. You make a good hard sell. Eric Prince is Director of Economic Development in Florence County. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.